And now on Nights with Steve Price, it's time for Health Matters. Thanks to Sydney Adventist Hospital. Healthcare, education, research, yours for life.
And we're lucky enough to be joined this week by a respiratory physician from the SAN, Dr. Amy McLean. Doctor, good evening to you.
Hi, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Nice to talk to you again. Now, the flu. I can't believe those figures, and I don't think they get enough attention. They should get much more attention. Last year's flu season was a shocker, wasn't it?
It was a massive shocker. It was quite incredible. I think everyone that works in healthcare experienced just how many cases there were from the GP level, you know, schools, childcares, nursing homes, and then the hospitals were just absolutely overrun. I've worked with, older colleagues that have been around for a while, and they'd never seen anything like it.
Did you look at each other at some point through midway through last winter, getting, into August, and go, there's more people coming in with this?
Yeah. It was incredible. There was some great sort of useful but scary graphs that New South Wales Health put out that just had this massively uprising curve of cases just all through sort of August and September. Yeah, it was crazy, and lots of really sick people.
250,000 confirmed cases. So we've got no reason to doubt those figures. They're government stats. 745 people died from flu-related illness. 9 out of those 10 people were aged 65 and over. Do we know how many of those that died were minus the flu vaccine?
Look, it's really, really hard, I think, to know. I mean, I think there probably are figures somewhere that kind of answer that question. I mean, I saw lots and lots of cases. Some of them people had been vaccinated, some of them hadn't. I think the older patients, they're pretty well vaccinated in sort of residential care places and nursing homes. So, look, we know there were lots of cases, and we know that last year's vaccine just didn't match up well with the virus that came down the chute. Unfortunately, it was just a bad sort of perfect storm of issues.
For our older audience, the government actually provides for a free flu vaccine shot, so there's no excuse for people to not go and get one. My question would be, how early should you go, and does that depend on? I mean, we're on air obviously through Queensland, New South Wales, Victoria. And the ACT, does it depend on where you live, Amy?
Look, there are some definite sort of seasonal variations there. So for the tropical areas of all of the world, really, the flu season is a sort of constant all year round kind of thing, which doesn't have the massive peaks that we see further away from the tropics that you'll see in the northern hemisphere and sort of southern hemisphere during winter. So for sort of a lot of Australians that aren't living in the top end and sort of northern Queensland, and northern WA, I think that it's really winter. I think the sooner you get it, the better.
What is it about the cold winter months and the flu that go together?
Look, there's lots of theories with that. It's not, some of it is just lifestyle, that people are inside more and around other people more, but something about the actual virus itself, it's a living organism. It seems to prefer or multiply better or transmit better in colder conditions. It's always been a winter phenomenon forever for countries that are sort of away from the tropical regions. So no one really knows 100%, but it's a clever little virus and it evolves quickly and it can, it loves winter.
Why some people get it and others don't?
Look, that's a really hard
question. I'm asking you the hard questions, I know.
Yeah,
but I mean,
that's all right. No, look, I'll try and answer them, and there may be answers that I don't know, and there also just may not be answers to some of these. But the virus, you can carry it in you, in the back of your nose or in your throat, and you can not get sick with it. And, other people might be exposed to it and get really, really sick with it. It's carried around a lot by lots of people a lot of the time, and then sometimes it just gets someone on the wrong day, I guess, and they get a lot sicker. No one really knows why a particular person gets it particularly badly, but the reason we worry about vaccinating people with other health problems and people that are older is most of the deaths from flu come from sort of pneumonia and really bad lung infections. So if people have already got problems with their lungs, like people with asthma or emphysema or other lung conditions, but also people whose immune systems aren't great, they're much more likely to get the bad complications of the flu, the ones that kill people and keep them in intensive care rather than just being stuck at home in bed.
Are we confident that the nation has purchased the strongest possible vaccine this time around?
Yeah, look, the vaccine we use is the same as the vaccine used in the States and in Europe. I mean, it's produced in a sort of global fashion, designed to target, you know, the right virus. But they have to start designing. I mean, it's a designed thing. You know, it's made up of a selection of proteins that the lab scientists choose that they think is going to be the most likely ones that are going to cause problems, but they have to plan it sort of 6 to 12 months ahead. So it's hard to get it right because the virus just evolves and changes all the time. It's very different to other viruses, like maybe measles, something we're sort of familiar with being vaccinated against, that it doesn't change, so you don't have to get it every year, but flu's very different.
Would you get children immunised?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. So, look, I mean, we take that back a step. So in the States, everyone over 6 months is recommended to get a flu vaccine every year. They've been doing that since 2010. Mm-hmm. We've always sort of changed the criteria on which you vaccinate children, but there is a vaccine available for children sort of from 6 months to 3 years, and then there's another vaccine that's available from sort of 3 years and up. Look, personally, I got my kids vaccinated this year when I haven't done that before. They're age 7 and 9. And the reason is it's available for kids, it's safe in kids. But look, my gut reaction one was that in the American flu season they've just had, they had a large number of kid deaths, which was different to normal. So 163 kids died from flu. And that was enough to kind of push me over the edge to thinking, well, if we're going to get the same flu they had, I'd like to get my kids vaccinated. But, I mean, that's a personal choice. But the vaccine's available for children, sure.
When you stick the needle in my arm, do I actually get a dose of the flu?
You don't. So you don't get any actual virus that can live or do anything. So it's just a cobbled together group of a couple of proteins. So some vaccines are weakened forms of a particular virus, but the flu vaccine isn't. It's not a living thing that you get vaccinated with. It's just a group of proteins that are similar to some that are on the surface of the flu, and your body mounts an immune response to that that allows it to kill the bug when it finds, you know, it comes across it in its live form. So,
well, let's knock that urban myth on the head. Let's knock another one on the head.
Yep.
Man flu is just blokes being weak, isn't it?
Look, it's funny you should say that. I looked up man flu when I was sort of thinking about talking to you, Steve. And look, yes and no, right? So there's so yes, we like to joke about man flu and then that you know, men complain more from a common cold than most women would complain about the flu. That's the kind of the myth. But there are some differences in the way human men and women kind of respond to viruses. So, you know, who knows?
There might be a man flu.
There might be a man flu.
Okay, I'm going to keep that on tape and replay that to anyone who accuses me of having it. But I won't get the flu because I'm going to get my vaccination like I did last year. And everyone should ring their GP in the next couple of weeks and make sure they go along and do it. And you'd have it now. You don't need to wait until a bit closer.
No, have it as soon as you can get it. I mean, it takes and it will last through the season. There's talk, I've come across a few people wanting to know whether they should get another one later in winter. There's no real evidence that makes any difference. There's no harm in doing it, but you probably don't need to have that second shot.
Great to catch up with you, Amy McLean. Thanks a lot.
No worries, Steve.
That's Dr. Amy McLean, respiratory physician from the SAN.